Chapter 1. Keely. I sipped my tea and gazed out at the view of the Eiffel Tower, framed between the buildings on either side of the narrow street. Golden orange lights illuminated the tower's body, while white lights flashed so fast the structure seemed to sparkle. It looked majestic and ethereal at the same time, like a specter of the past enlivened by modern technology. Sometimes I felt like something past its prime, though I hadn't been given new life by technology or anything else. Tonight I felt old. Snap out of it, I chastised myself. 40 is not old. I relaxed back into my chair, returning my attention to the outdoor cafe I'd chosen as my first stop after checking in at my hotel. People ambled by on the street, some as couples holding hands. One pair paused to share a sweet kiss. My throat went thick. I peered down at my teacup, reflecting on how I had come to be here, alone, in the most romantic city on Earth. The simple answer was my boss had sent me to attend a conference in his place because he'd had an emergency appendectomy. The more complicated answer involved two ex-husbands, one former live-in boyfriend, and lots of bad judgment on my part. My second divorce had been finalized on my 40th birthday 3 months ago. Happy birthday to me. I picked up the brochure I'd set on the table and flipped through it for the fifth time. The Approach the Future Summit promised workshops and roundtable discussions about cutting-edge technologies, as well as a keynote speech by the man my boss insisted I had to speak to before leaving the conference. Vic Bazzoli had vowed he would force me to listen to polka music all day, every day, for a week if I failed to introduce myself to Evan McTaggart, the 29-year-old CEO of an up-and-coming tech company. Vic lusted after McTaggart's spy gadgets and wanted them in our store. What people in our small Utah city needed with spy gadgets, I had no clue. The brochure did not include a photo of Evan McTaggart. I would find out what he looked like in 2 days when he gave his keynote speech. Until then, I'd have to settle for imagining what a 20-something billionaire might look like, or be like. I set the brochure down on the table. How did one approach a filthy rich 20-something? I didn't have a clue. My phone rang, and I knew who was calling. Hello, Serena, I said when I answered the call. No, I am not moping in bed while eating ice cream and watching sappy old movies. Good, but are you getting your ooh-la-la on? Excuse me? Are you having fun? That's what I asked. Having fun? Sure. She made a rude noise. Keely O'Shea, I've known you for 25 years and you can't fool me. You're probably sitting in a romantic little cafe drinking tea alone. Damn. Serena Carpenter knew me too well. Being friends since high school had its perks and its downsides. I couldn't hide much from her. Maybe you're right, I said, but I need to rest up for the big conference. Ugh, 2 days of boring tech stuff. All the more reason you need to get over the Bryce shit and get yourself a hot young Parisian man. Please, a boyfriend is the last thing I need. Could a 40-year-old still call a man her boyfriend? It sounded strange. I should have sneaked into your house and erased your computer. Why didn't you unfriend Bryce ages ago? Never thought about it. You know I rarely go on social media except to maintain the store's page. This morning, before I left for the airport, I had logged in to check for any notifications about the business where I was assistant manager, Vic's Electronics Superstore. Just my luck, the second I'd logged in, I'd been presented with a notification about my ex-husband. 3 days after our divorce was finalized, Bryce had married his 22-year-old mistress. The notice I'd seen this morning announced she was pregnant. For our entire 7-year marriage, 8 years including the year-long separation, Bryce had insisted he never wanted children. He'd also claimed he could never want anyone else. I snatched up my tea and swigged it. Hot liquid scorched my mouth. I gulped it down and spluttered. Are you okay? Serena asked. Never guzzle hot tea. I just learned that lesson. Did you hurt yourself? Maybe you should stick to water. I'm fine. No harm done. Good. Now get out there and dazzle someone. You are too hot and amazing to sit there by yourself. I'm saying goodbye. I held the phone away from my face, hearing her voice even as I reached for the red symbol on the screen to disconnect the call. Goodbye, Serena. Placing the phone on the table, I took a gentler sip of my tea.